It's 5:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we're talking about today's frac sand mine hearing with Wisconsin Public Radio news reporter Gilman Halstead.
But first, we're talking about the role of libraries. This week is the Wisconsin Library Association's annual conference, which is going on in Green Bay right now, which got us thinking about libraries here at Central Time.
And we want to hear from you. What do you think about libraries? Are you a regular user? What do you do there? Do you think they're still important? Call in at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Before the conversation, in the interest of full disclosure, I'll point out that I am married to a librarian. Not this one, though. Paula Gagnier joins us. She's Wisconsin Library Association President, Library Director of the David Cofran Library at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Paula, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be with you. To have an opportunity to talk about libraries is always one of my favorite things.
All right. Well, a lot of people, I think if you polled people on the street and said, define a library, they're going to say something like, it's a place where you borrow books. What else is a library?
Well, a library, I think, is an anchor, or I like to call a cornerstone of a community. It's a place where people can come together to enrich their lives, to enrich their family lives, to make a community a better place. It's a place where not only can you take books, you can also take classes. You can check out the latest technology. You can apply for jobs at the library if you don't have internet access. It's pretty much everything to do whatever you might need to do. Libraries are trying to provide that to people.
There are arguments out there sometimes, you know, with the internet, with the access to information we have. Are libraries still needed? I'm guessing anybody in the library trade hears that from time to time. What do you say to that?
Absolutely. And they say it loudly. While it used to be librarians were the gatekeepers of information, which we've long ago not been, what we are, though, are the guides to help you through. There is so much information out there. And you need to be making the right choices about what information you need for whatever particular issue or problem you're trying to solve, and the trained librarians, the experts, can help you make that a whole lot easier.
I've heard that with the recession of the last handful of years, libraries saw a lot more people coming through the door, both for materials and to use things like the job finding services you talked about. Can you talk about that?
Sure. You know, one of the things that happens when the economy takes a downturn, people have to start giving up the extras, giving up that monthly bill for internet access. And so we're going to go to the library to get the internet access. Instead of going to a movie that's going to cost you $8, $10, it's going to last for 2 hours, we'll go check out a book or a DVD from the library that we don't have to pay for and we can keep for a lot longer and enjoy for a lot longer. So you see a lot of that. You see definitely an increase in the number of people who are coming in to apply for jobs. You know, actually a lot of jobs nowadays you're applying for online. It's your only option. And so people have to come in and do that, but then they also need some help learning how to use the computer, how to, you know, fill out one of those forms that they've never had to do before. I mean, then sometimes we're teaching them how to use the mouse for the very first time. So there's all sorts of things that we've done to help people get to apply for these jobs and hopefully successfully find them. For example, Fond du Lac Public Library converted a meeting space into a job center, and it's quite a busy spot. Our keynote speaker today from the UK, he runs the Idea Stores, and they have been doing a great deal of making sure there's job center spots in their libraries as well.
So. We'll go to our callers now at 800-642-1234. We have Dave with us in Genoa City. Dave, hi.
How are you today?
Real good. What do you use libraries for?
We recently turned off our satellite TV and our internet services because exactly what your host had said about the increase in the cost. And we go down there to rent DVDs, use the internet to check out books. A lot of times we just go down there to sit down and relax and talk.
All right. Is that a pretty common story, do you think, Paula?
It is, and it's the ones we love to hear. And so I'm thrilled that Dave is using his local public library, and, you know, please keep doing that. It's amazing the things that can happen when someone does go in there, and even just to talk. You never know when the next idea, the next innovation is going to come out of those things.
Well, speaking of innovation, the conference theme for the Wisconsin Library Association this year is Play, Create, Innovate. Why is that your theme this year?
Well, you know, we're all so overworked, and not just librarians, everybody. This world is moving at such a fast pace that sometimes we forget to play. And so if you don't take the time to play, you don't have the time to be creative, and it's that time when you play and create where the innovations come from. You can't just sit down and say, I'm going to be innovative today, and I'm going to create something, you know, fabulous. They come as sparks. So we felt that it was really important for the librarians to have that opportunity. So one of the things we wanted to do at this conference was give them the time to play and create in hopes that they take this now back to their libraries where new innovations can happen and we can continue to meet the needs of our customers and our communities.
So how can librarians help their customers, their patrons, play and create?
We are now creating spaces in our libraries. Some people refer to them as maker spaces. We're having areas where it might be crafts to help for adults to have a chance to just relax and do something fun. We have these maker spaces. They can be made up of all sorts of different things. So there might be a 3D printer available. There might be your typical arts and crafts things that people can come in and play around with an idea and, you know, let me try this, and wow, look at that. You know, I've been able to fix this problem now just by having these various spots where people can come together. There's so much that comes out of a library. The ideas, I get stories all the time where somebody will tell me, you know, one of my favorite things about a library was to do this, and I did this here. It's wonderful to hear all of the stories that come in, and a librarian or a library was at the heart of helping them fix that problem.
Is this something that's pretty common across the country already, or is this kind of cutting-edge library science here?
The makerspaces are starting to pop up throughout, so we're sort of on the beginning of it. And I think as one of the things we have done as librarians over the years been so well at is continually changing and trying to keep up with the technology. People think of the libraries, oh, the old card catalogs and the stuffy old books, but we've been changing for years, and this is just the next trend in order for us to make sure that we can stay up with what we need to do for our communities.
Of course, another big trend in the world of information and reading is the e-reader or reading books on tablets. Mm-hmm. What are libraries doing to keep up with that?
Well, within the state of Wisconsin, the public libraries created a consortium to offer e-books to the entire state of Wisconsin. So we have, I don't even remember the number, I should have looked it up for you, but we have thousands of titles that people can borrow and download onto various devices for a set period of time, and then it expires. So we're making sure that those books are available not only in print but also in electronic format when possible.
It's kind of conceptually weird. I mean, I know libraries do that, but the idea that you check out basically the data that is a book for a finite amount of time and then it expires.
Yes.
Are people embracing this? Are people checking these out?
They are, and there are, you know, waiting times. I've gone online a couple of times to find a particular book, and I see, oh, well, look, there's a long waiting list. I'll put my name in, and in a couple of weeks, or, you know, I get my email that says it's ready. But in the meantime, I found something else that I didn't think about, and I downloaded something right away. There are also a lot of libraries are offering to download audiobooks, so you can make those car rides and the commutes to work a little bit more interesting.
We're talking to Paula Ganyard. She's Wisconsin Library Association President, Library Director of the David A. Coffrin Library at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay.
And we want to know what you think about libraries. Are they still important now that almost everyone has the internet at home? Do you still go to your local library? Do you hang out there? You can call and tell us about your experience at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234 or post on our Facebook page.
We'll get to your calls in a few minutes. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.
We'll pick up our conversation about libraries now with Paula Ganyard. She's president of the Wisconsin Library Association. That organization is meeting in Green Bay this week for their annual convention, talking about the role of libraries here in Wisconsin.
And we're asking what you think about libraries. Do you still use them? And how important do you see them in your life and in your community's life? You can call us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll go back to the phones now. We have Amy with us in Dousman. Amy, hi, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. I love our local library. I didn't have one growing up, so I appreciate all that much more. I have young children, and I use our library as a way to demonstrate values to my children and what I think is important. So the library is a destination for us, and it's a place we go for mommy dates, and they can check out whatever books they want. And then that trickles into our home life, too, because we go to the library to pick something out to enjoy together at home. So I'm showing them that it's important to have knowledge and to be exposed to many things and to experience it together. And I like the third-party endorsement that is provided through, you know, that librarian behind the counter. And I also like personally knowing that the library still offers accessibility to people who can't afford to, you know, buy the books at the book fair or through Scholastic, that there's still somewhere that their children can go to be on an even par in terms of learning.
Amy, thanks a lot for the call. Paula, a lot there. But can you talk about how libraries try to serve families?
Sure. We try to make a welcoming space and an opportunity for people to grow at all ages. Some examples, and Rob, at the beginning of the program, you mentioned you're married to a librarian who I know and like quite a bit.
Me too.
So at the Columbus Public Library, you might be familiar with the Getting Ready to Read program that they do. So they start off very early, and they give gift bags from the library that includes a board book and coupons for parents to go to learn about literacy and how they model the way for them on how to read to their children. We then have places like the Lester Public Library, where they have Scholar for Life program, and UW-Manitowoc faculty members will go to that library and share research interests. And they're bringing in people of all ages from their community as well as neighboring communities. So we go the spectrum from one end to the next. And Amy said there that she loves the local library. That's one of the best things about being a librarian is everyone loves us. It's really a great job to have.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call. We'll go to Lori in Milwaukee now. Hi, Lori.
Hi. Thank you so much for being there. The library has been a lifeline for me my entire life. I was a neglected and abused child and was able to go to the library to escape. I learned many things. I loved just everything about it. The librarians I hold in high reverence. And as I became older, even got jobs there part-time at the Central Library downtown. And my favorite part of that was, of course, going down into stacks and pulling rare books out for certain requests and for the rare books room. It was wonderful, still is wonderful. I use my library. I am there usually about two or three times a week. I have about 3 books now and 4 DVDs, and always have something pretty much coming at all times. I own a television that I very rarely, really, really use, and I just can't tell you how many different people, authors, poets, artists that I've seen down at Centennial Hall at the library, off and on in my entire life, and have made a lifelong friend of one particular poet, E. Ethelbert Miller, who I met about 5 years ago there.
All right.
We still talk to this day.
Thanks a lot.
Email,
letter. I want to leave time for some responses and more calls, Lori, but thank you so much for sharing your story, Paula.
Well, the Milwaukee part is, first of all, it's a beautiful library down there, so I really like that one. They now just started something very new. When talking about cutting edge, they're putting vending machines in housing developments in Milwaukee. They have hold about 200-plus books, and it's the first one in the state to try to go out and put the information where the people are if they just can't get to the local library.
So it's a vending machine where you can check out books like you would over at the library.
Right. Exactly.
Interesting. Well, thank you again for that call. And Nina in Germantown emails, I spent so much time in my local public library when I was growing up that the director told my mother I was going to be a librarian. I laughed at the time, but I'm now in my second career. I'm a very happy librarian. And she goes on, speaking of electronic books, a few months ago, someone asked me when public libraries in Wisconsin were going to start offering ebooks. I said, we've been offering them for over 13 years. Libraries need to do a better job of marketing themselves. Thanks for that, Nina. Is that the case? Or is there a lot we don't know that's out there in libraries, Paula?
That is the case, and that's actually one of the things that our new executive director of the Wisconsin Library Association has been talking to us. He's only been on the job for 15 days, but he's already saying, you know, we have this value where everybody loves libraries, but we need to get that story out more. And so that is something that we're experts at trying to find information and provide people. We're not the marketing experts, so we need to find those collaborations and make sure we get that word out.
Before we go back to the phones, we've been hearing lately as we talk about the Affordable Care Act that people can go to a number of or some places to sign up for things online, including the library. Are libraries trying to be a source of information on signing up for the Affordable Care Act?
Libraries provide information on all sorts of things. So for years, we provided IRS tax forms. We provide all sorts of government information. And so the Affordable Care Act is just one more topic that we provide that information. For some libraries, they have been questioned maybe by their local municipalities or governing boards as to whether or not information on that should be provided because it is a politically hot topic. But what we're there for is to provide people with the information. We're not lawyers, we're not tax experts. We just provide people with that information regardless of what the topic is.
We'll go back to the phones now. We have Aaron with us in Fond du Lac. Aaron, hi.
Hi there. Hey, wanted to make a couple comments here. Pretty much my whole family uses the library systems, and including my wife and I and our children who are under the ages of five. And we have some very wonderful programs, especially in North Fond du Lac. It's become kind of a community-centered thing, and kids get together, they learn about reading, education, exploring all sorts of things, and it's a wonderful avenue for them. And especially me, in my job role, I have found that libraries, especially bigger ones, tend to be a better source of information than the internet can ever offer. And the further that usually I research a topic, the more limited I find the internet to actually be. And so I kind of feel that we're losing a lot of maybe historical information because it's not being electronically kept now. And so I do use libraries quite a bit.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Aaron. Paul, what do you think about his statement, finding deeper, better information at the library than he can online?
I'd love to hear that. we'd like to, the internet is a wonderful resource. We do not disregard it. It's often, the first spot we'll go to help people. But what we want to do is, what we can do that the internet can't do is turn around and ask you the next question. What exactly do you mean by this? Or we can see your facial expression when we're talking to you and clearly we're not understanding it. The internet doesn't see that. So what we can do is help you get through the problem and try to get to what you're really looking for that you maybe didn't think you did. Were looking for.
Through years of using libraries in my hometown, at college, and beyond, I never had the notion to go up and ask a librarian a question and ask for help, even though I sure could have used it. What can the librarian offer me when I go, or anyone, when they go to the library?
Well, academic libraries where I'm from, so you wouldn't be the first student or last student that I've ever heard that from. We actually like to tell people that had they come in earlier, your GPA probably would have been higher. There's studies that show that. What we can help people with is starting with, what topic do you want to do? If they don't even know the topic, but here's the assignment. I got to write a paper. Mm-hmm. We can help you start to think through the topic. We can find some different resources for you. We can help you make the looking at the resources and deciding this is going to be more of a credible resource than this particular resource, making those judgments as to what is a valid resource. So there's all sorts of ways in which we can
help out.
Would have helped my GPA for sure. Well, just a minute or so left. What's next for libraries? What is on the horizon?
Whatever our customers need is what will be on the horizon. We just continue to try to meet the needs of the folks in our communities and continue to try to make communities better. We're reaching out and doing more collaborations, so we're really looking towards talking with other social service areas within our communities. And I'm hoping some of those people are listening and will think about, gee, maybe I should go talk to the library and see what kind of things that they can help us out. And we're all stronger together if we come together and help our communities.
All right, Paula, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much.
That was Paula Ganyard. She's Wisconsin Library Association president. She's the library director of the David A. Coffrin Library at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay.
Coming up, a look at frac sand mining in Wisconsin and a proposed law that would change the way the mines are regulated. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.